as it's just you and me today. Again, my side of the mailbag, very heavy. It is the Friday morning mailbag, the accumulation of your communications throughout the week via all the avenues of communication. The texts, the tweets, the TikToks, the calls, the loves, the letters, the self-addressed stamped envelopes, the Facebooks, TikToks, occasionally jail mail. Actual correspondence from actual home viewers, just like you. And we look always to our spam folder, but also we like to look over at the corporate side of things and emails that we get from upper management that we're probably not supposed to read on the air. This actually came through from Facebook. This is from our 640 every morning, not necessarily the news live stream on the show. Facebook is committed to protecting everyone's intellectual property, letting you know that your video contains material you may not have the rights to. Sony Marketing Music applies our ban to the country of Japan. So I'm sorry for all of our Japanese listeners over there. Let's see if we can get that worked out. We pay the fees, but I found out about the Micah Parsons trade just personally because Mark Phillips emailed me. That's how I found out. And then you said, Rob on our Hank Facebook page, Jerry does it again, a lifelong fan, now only laughs at each loss. What a joke. Wesley says, I'm done with Jones in the great decision-making. I'll go for Houston until he's gone.
I hate Jerry Jones!
Yeah, it's going really well. Doris sends, it's just a little note. It's Joshua, not Joshua. Ask the old-timers there. Have a great holiday weekend. More from Doris coming up. Jason in Weatherford says, I enjoy the selection of country music. It's a great escape from new age country. Plus, I enjoy listening to y'all. Salute to you, Jason. We'll try not to be new age. Scott's over there from Scott and Susie in Dublin, Ireland. Scott says, hey, guys. All right. All right. All right.
Well, all right.
All right.
All right. All right. All right.
He says, so nice to hear the professor on the 3-year anniversary spectacular. Yeah, Monday show this week. We were worried he was down to his last few millions, what with his book and workbook on special offer over here. And then sends a picture. Evidently, Matthew McConaughey's book, Green Lights, is on the clearance rack over there at the bookstores in Dublin, Ireland.
All right, all right.
Yeah, probably didn't jump the language barrier. Russell says, good morning, y'all. Heard Cruise Night is starting back up. Yeah, it is. Missed the date. Happen to know? Yes, Russell. That would be September 4th. It's going to be quite the spectacle. We'll have more details as we get closer to cruise night. Kicking up for the fall. 214 texted in a couple days ago. Did we just meet the Jennifer Coolidge character on the show? I think that was the dawning of the Jennifer Coolidge voice. I'm working on it. Doris says, fun fact, I worked for Cracker Barrel back in the day. She says, I know all about Herschel. They teach us that in our training. Of course, Herschel was yesterday on the show, the Cracker Barrel logo guy. She says, I heard y'all mention pumpkin spice latte, too. I tagged you the very first time for Will It Flow back in 2021, and it reminded her. That's beautiful. Yeah, Herschel on the show yesterday. He had some rave reviews. And then one Hank fan said we should have traded Herschel instead. I don't know if we have the rights to him. Jason texts in, I was reading about you on the Hank FM website. Do you do the impressions on your morning show yourself, like Elon, Trump, and W? Well, I can guarantee that no celebrities are harmed in the making of this show. So. Also, he says, Jason, I live just outside Springfield, Illinois. I found Hank FM. Because of Mark Phillips. He hired me into radio back in 98. Well, look at that. I think your morning station are great. I listen on the app. Thank you very much, Jason. Appreciate it. William from Abilene, who I maybe have heard from once. And then throughout this week, since the news of the girlfriend, if you missed it.
95.9 The Ranch. Good morning. It's Elle.
That's my girlfriend right on the other side of this wall. All of a sudden, William from Abilene is hot on the trail. He says, I'm listening to y'all throughout Comanche, from Abilene, on a trash route I do every day. Great show, great music. Back to the original question, I'm hearing all kinds of hints, but it may be just me overthinking. All the talk about rings. the introduction on there yesterday. Coming up 3 years, y'all's 3 year anniversary. I'm putting everything together, says William. And it adds up to KB with the ring and one knee. Whoa. He deciphered all of that throughout this week. Well, I'll say this. Tune in to Tuesday after Monday Labor Day holiday. Tune in to Tuesday's show. And I can also tell you this, that I could tell you one team that's not going to get a ring this year.
I hate Jerry Jones! Jerry!
All right, there you go. That's the Friday Morning Mailbag. We will play a little Friday Morning Fake News on the way. Always reach out to the show. Trust us, we will reach back.